meager beginnings as an adolescent ambulance washer in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, to a decade-long legacy of bringing you breaking news before it makes the news. Broadcasting live from the studios of Scared Monkeys Radio Network via C-band satellite W3-957, Access Communications Channel 7, and worldwide via digital streaming audio at ScaredMonkeysRadio.com, it's the Dana Pretzer Show. And now, your host, Dana Pretzer.
That's right, you are listening to Scared Monkeys Radio. In fact, it's a special edition of Scared Monkeys Radio. Tonight, we'll be going live to the Take Back the Night March in Carbondale, Illinois. The keynote speaker there is our friend Jackie Hollander. We need to give a voice to rape victims, and by God, tonight we're going to do that. So I'm really excited about this. We're going to go to Carbondale here in just a minute, and then after the keynote address, we'll be talking to some of those victims. Jackie, Amy Lilly, who's the Rape Crisis Service Program Coordinator at the Women's Center, and lots of others. It's an exciting night tonight here on the show, and we're going to just patch into Carbondale and wait for Jackie to get started.
The truth is, I believe that victims should not be silent. So tonight, you guys are going live on the air all around the world. Can you hear them? He's in my ear, so he's speaking to me. Can you hear them?
I can hear them, Jackie.
Trying to, one more time, for the Dana Pretzer Show. ScaredMonkeys.com. Tomorrow when you get up, you can hear yourself. And at the end of this thing, what I would like to do is the ones of you that have something to say, and you don't have to say your name, you just have to say how you feel. Because I believe nobody should walk in fear, and I believe nobody should live their life in silence. How does that grab you? As she told you, my name is Jackie Hollander. You can either, well, let's see how we're going to put it. The great thing about this is I'm not a speaker. So bear with me through this. I'm a rape victim. Today, when I got here, I realized I'm more than that. I'm a survivor. It's took me 19 years to get here. And it was a long, hard road. I'd like to start by telling you, and Amy, I'm not trying to do the correct figure. I wasn't a public relations person like the media put out. I was a record producer. I was a songwriter. And I knew Mr. Brown very, very well. I produced several records on him. You know, you never think that something like this can happen to you, especially when you know that person. You think you know that person. Before I start tonight, there are some people across the world that should be here that aren't here. So if you would help me, I'd like to call out their names. And I'd like to start with one that was married to James Brown. She was his wife. She was badly, badly beaten by him. And she died on January 6, 1995. She was my friend. I watched Adrian as her teeth were knocked out and her eyes were brutally blackened, and I watched her struggle to survive, and I still watched the world calling him an icon. But Adrian Brown died under mysterious circumstances out in Beverly Hills. From then on, Adrian Lois Rodriguez Brown, in memory. Number two, Lacey Peterson, Modesto, California. Number three, Nicole Brown Simpson. Number four, John Valerie Ramsey. Number five, Chandra Rudy, Washington, D.C. Number six, the three-year-old child that was just found where the attacker videotaped the sexual encounter with her. Number seven, a very, very special girl that's in Aruba. She hasn't been found yet, and her mom is still hanging on to the hope that Natalie Holloway will one day come home. Aruba, there is no excuse for what you have done to our citizens. The two young men that put her in the car that night should be held accountable. Even if they said she was drunk, they should have seen to it that Natalie Holloway was brought to her motel room safely. You know, I didn't bring any notes with me tonight because I, as a victim, looking out at each one of you, we don't have to have notes. Because from one victim to another, I am looking out at all of you, and I feel each one of your pain. The road to wherever you're on or wherever you're going is very, very difficult. And there were times that I didn't know if I was going to survive. There were times that I wanted to die. There was a moment in 1995 that I loaded a pistol and I wanted to kill myself because walking in my shoes became just too hard to bear. And I'm looking at all of you and saying, don't ever get to that point that I got. It was at that point when the Navy SEAL came into my life and he said, you know, you got two ways to go here. You can either fight or you can die. I wanted to live, but the memories were like now. Do you all feel that way? Do you have any victims that feel like it's now? It's not yesterday? Anybody here? We have to get it together and you have to stand strong. And when you stand up and you start fighting, you start winning. And I was very, very blessed when I caught them, the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault. They were there for me. I decided I wanted to fight, and I filed suit in federal court. When I got to federal court in Chicago, I listened. This is great. The defense attorneys that represent the ones that assault you, they jump out there in the public, and the first thing they do is they slaughter your reputation. I mean, I was everything from a gold digger to an extortionist to tabloid fodder. And they carry this out, and you just have to be, when those lawyers get out there, you have to turn your head and say, I don't care what they say. Whatever they say, let them say it and keep walking. We got to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. I found out that there was a two-year statute that even if a case was 13 years old or 19 years old, you can't go in. Even if someone threatens your life, the reaction of the judges was, I don't think there is a victim out there if the attacker didn't threaten their life. If the attacker didn't say, if you talk, I'm going to kill you. Because that's how they win control. That's their ammo. So the laws in the United States don't make any sense. We shouldn't have laws like that. It's 2007, and we're still trying to get our laws changed. These laws should have been in place a long time ago for us, but they're not. When we got to the United States Supreme Court, they let us in with that hope that we could get this law changed. And of course, I think everybody knows that on December 25th, Mr. Brown died. And with that, my kids died. That's when I decided, well, you know what, this wasn't about money, it was about truth. And the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, and not many people know this, Mr. Brown was shown the evidence against him. And he knew. He knew that he was finally caught with seven victims behind him. And a lot of this didn't make it in the media because not everybody wants to come out public. And a lot of these young ladies took major settlements to save lives. What I wanted money. I wanted justice. And I wanted a new law for all victims. And our CASA called me up and they said, what about changing the law? And I thought, you got to be kidding. I said, none of these years trying to divide and you think we can go in and get a law changed? They said, yeah, let's try it. So we took the law and I argued all the way to the Supreme Court. And we went in and I saw the legislature and they passed it unanimously. I called and handed them my case and they read it. And they thought, this should not be happening. And then we got to the Senate. And Mary Gillette, what I caught, I kept saying to me, you know, Jackie, come on now, and you know, these bills, they fall off. Sometimes they take 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 years to get passed. And we get excited. But what I did get was ulcers. My court case did not give me as many ulcers as the HB 1462 did. As a matter of fact, I was caring about my lawsuit. I was focused on this bill because I knew this bill could not help me at all. I knew what it was about. And I'm looking at your faces right now, Carbondale, and you so rock. You so rock. Can they hear you? So we got to the Senate. And there and behold, it passed unanimously. And that was when I knew we were the first state in the United States to ever have created a law like this. And this law has taken the place. You are free. And you know what? From now on, ever. For the rest of your life, your daughter's life, and you know a cutie patootie when you get older, and you not going to have a door shut in your face. It took me 15 years, or 20 years, or 30 years after that man assaults you, or if you're a male, and you get assaulted, or if you're a child. He assaults you, you can get the psychological help that you need, and you can wait it out if he's threatening you, and then you can get your breath together, you get your little double bag, you can go in that court, you can swing. And I mean swing hard and win, because that's what this is about, it is winning. And that's what Case Back the Night is about. Because you can take that night back when you stand up and you fight. And I cannot believe that I, the little wimp, okay, is up here giving you this speech. Because 13 years ago, I was trembling, I was shaking, and I thought that I could not stand. And I can do it, and I'm looking at you guys. You're so strong. You just march down further than I could probably walk. You know what impresses me so about tonight is I look at your shirts. I look at your shirts, and this was worth a 7 hours ride down here today. To wear these shirts literally breaks my heart. Because we shouldn't have these shirts. They shouldn't be here. Something is wrong in a country where this kind of this exists. We went to Iraq to stop rape. How many of you knew that? How many of you knew that we are over fighting in Iraq because they were raping women? In our country, look at these faces before the world now. What are we going to do to stop it in our country? Well, you know what we want to do? I don't want to walk in my shoes anymore. And I don't, you're looking at all your tennis shoes, I'm looking at all your shoes. You know what I think we ought to do? I think we ought to box them all up. Everybody should sit down, get a nice shoe box, start putting our shoes in, and send them to our governor. With the note. Come on, Brian girls. Come on. Send them to our governor with a little note on them. So we shouldn't be having to go to the legislature. We shouldn't be having to go to the Senate to fight for our rights. Something is so wrong here. Something is so wrong that when a 3-year-old child is sexually assaulted and it's videotaped, and it's being shown on tabloid TV. There is a problem here. And I think if our governor gets about 500,000 pairs of shoes at his office, he may not want you to walk in these shoes anymore. He may do something about it. Do you hear me? And you're looking at your son and saying, you've got to be a journalist. But you're thinking, no. Is there anything you want to ask me? You have nothing to ask me. And you little cutie patootie sitting there with your little heart, what do you have to say? What does that say? Mom, Julie, and Courtney? Is that what that says? It says Connors? Oh, and you're walking. Who did you walk for? Can you come up here with me? Oh, you two are so cute. Okay, how old are you?
I'm 5 and 6.
You're 5 and 6. You walked a long way tonight, didn't you?
Yes.
Can you hear him, Dana? Dana?
I can hear him fine, Jackie.
Do you have something you want to say? Who did you walk for?
Mommy.
You walked for Mommy Julie? And you walked for Mommy Julie? Do you want to tell us why you walked for Mommy Julie? No, you don't want to talk, you don't want to say why? But you have hearts. You have big hearts. And you know what? I have a funny feeling you have big hearts right in here because you did that. And you know what you did? You took back the night. You became a winner tonight. And that's what it's all about, is becoming a winner and a hero. And that's what you are. You know, look at this. This shouldn't exist. Somebody deserves an applause. How many of you out there have something you want to say? Because the thing in my ear, why it's the most, I've never done anything like this before. But you can come up here and you can talk and you can be heard worldwide. And I think that's a big gift, and it's a step in healing. Because bottling it up inside, you just can't go on. But would you like to come up here and speak? Is there anybody that would like to come up and speak? Because I know I have bored you guys to tears now. So now I think it's time for you guys to be heard. Because Jackie Hollander has been heard now for years. As a matter of fact, I have been in the media now so much that now when I see my name, I'm gagging. I am gagging. I don't even want to hear my name anymore. It's like an overdone, overkill, and it's just nauseating. So it's your night tonight, and I want to share it with you. So who's going to be the first one to come up here? I tell you what, before we do that, can you do me, since I was a record producer, one gift for the Dana Presser Show? You know that old song? It goes, "We are family." You know that song? Let's hear you scream it.
We are family.
I got all my sisters with me. Come on, Carbondale.
We are family.
I got all my sisters with me. Come on, Lotta.
We are family.
I got all my sisters with me. Lotta, come on. You've never met in the studio.
Stay out of my way. I got all my sisters with me.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the keynote address to the Take Back the Night March in Carbondale, Illinois. I do apologize for some of the audio. We had a train go through and screw it up, but it's the best we can.
Jessica, how old are you?
15.
What would you like to say?
That I'm a survivor.
You sure are, sweetie. Come on, let's give it for Jessica. There we go. Who's our next person? Come on.
My name's Cindy, and I have a poem that I want to read.
And you're going to read it?
Yeah. The name of it is called "The Guy Who Changed My Life." I met him through a good friend. He seemed really sweet and kind. I really liked him a lot. We went on dates. He bought me things. We talked on the phone for hours. He was my whole world to me. Everything was great until one night, things changed. I went out with him, and my life changed forever. We were playing with some friends, drinking, smoking, talking, laughing, and having a good time. From that point of having fun, things were fuzzy to me to this day. My mind was cloudy, and not everything made sense to me. Then it happened. I was in shock, scared, terrified of what would happen next. Pain and terror came over my body. I was asking myself why. How do I stop him? What do I do? What do I say other than no, stop it? What can any woman do when she is being raped?
You know, that is really touching. And you are a survivor too. Come on, we got more. Come on, yay! That is so good. Who's next? From 1 year,
I'm Morgan Freeman. I'm a survivor from somebody who's 18 years old now.
Talk to my ear.
I am 11 years old, and I'm a survivor.
That's cool. Did you hear it, Dan? Come on. Come on. Come on. Someone's here. Who are we walking for? Here we come. Oh, you little cutie patootie. Come here. Talking to Miss Jackie here.
And I got a little stand-up.
Say it again.
I like all the men stand up.
Oh, he wants all the men to stand up. Okay. That means me step down.
I'm the ass woman. Sorry that, on behalf of all men, they're sorry for any woman that can say her.
Oh, my God. How old are you?
9.
Oh, my God. You know something? This is terrible. When a little 9-year-old boy has to apologize for what the men have done to women. But this kid has just come up here and done that. You are one very special little boy. You really are, sir. Wow. Oh, man. Come on. Come on. Come on. I see your tears. Come up here. Come up here. You can do it. You can do it. Come on. It's just like 4 steps. 4 steps. Come on. Dry those tears. Dry those tears. We're going to go tricks and you know what. Come on. Talk into my ears.
My name is Kaisha Easter. I'm 19 now. I was raped when I was 5. I'm a survivor.
Yes, you are. Come on. You know, it's a special feeling. Come on, here she comes, here she comes.
My name is Valerie, and I was raped when I was actually not sure how old I was, but by a family member when I was probably 10. I was later raped by my husband before we got married. We were married for 32 plus years. He committed suicide.
Romance.
16 months ago. And I am a survivor.
Yes, you are.
I have been. I have 3 children who are survivors, and I just ask you all to pray for them.
Oh, man.
And, you know, the funny thing about this is really not funny, but I'm a healthcare professional, and, you know, I guess you block a lot of things out. You know, I ask women all the time when I work here. Are you being hit, hurt, threatened, or frightened by anyone in your environment? This is something you just ask, you know. Just, it's automatic. But, you know, I think there's a song. I was trying to think of the lyrics that it came out actually. And I think so. Just right before my husband died. And every time I heard it on the radio, I thought, oh, God, that's me. You know, I threw that song and I said, that is me. Because I would say, it's death because of you, I've learned to walk on the safe side. Because of you, I've learned to stay on the safe side, walk on the sidewalk on the safe side. I know I'm not saying it right, but the lyrics to the song would be perfect for this night because it talks about what women had to do. And after a while, when you've been abused and used, you just simply, you accept it. I am a Christian, and I had gone to my minister. I'm Southern Baptist. And, this is early in my marriage. I'm from a large family, and no one had ever had a divorce. My oldest brother's a minister, and I felt like, hey, I'm doing the right thing. I got to stay with my husband. I have children. And so I did, and I stayed with him. But it's really not worth it, because you can... It can really mess your children up. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You are in here. Right. You are here. You are here.
Dana, can you hear us?
Everything's coming through fine, Jackie, and I want to tell you something. I've been doing this show for a long time, and I've been in law enforcement a long time, but I've heard more courage in the last 10 or 15 minutes on that stage than I've ever heard in my life. I'm very proud of you and everyone that's spoken tonight.
Okay, what he just said is he's been in this business for a long time and been on the air, and he's never heard anything like what he's hearing coming out of Carbondale tonight. It is going around the world, and people are hearing your story. And I'm going to take a break here. Dana, I'm going to take a break for a few minutes, and we'll come back with you in just a few minutes. Okay? Okay. Thank you. From Carbondale, Jackie Hollander.
Okay, and we'll be right back. We're at the Take Back the Night March in Carbondale. I do apologize for the difference in quality of the audio because it's a live show tonight and we're going through a Bluetooth phone. It sounds a little funny. We'll be right back.
Stick around for more Scared Monkeys Radio with Dana Pretzer.
We are back. This is Scared Monkeys Radio. We're live in Carbondale, Illinois at the Take Back the Night March. The keynote speaker, Jackie Hollander, who is a regular friend and guest of our program, is there. And, I've been in this business a long time, and I haven't heard such good, clean, truthful strength from people in a long time. Now, the audio is going to sound a little different than what you're hearing right now because we're in an auditorium and we're going through a Bluetooth phone, but what you heard was unbelievable. Jackie, are you still there with me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Now, I got to imagine, and I think I know you a little bit better now than we did when we first talked, that had to have been tough on you to hear those people. And again, I applaud you for the great job you did and the strength that those people showed. Like, it was unbelievable.
This whole thing was one of the most moving, touching experiences I've ever had. To watch them walking down the road with all the police, screaming and yelling, carrying candles, and to be here on this podium with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shirts that have messages from children. It's the children's T-shirts all the way up to the adults of rape, of incest, of violence. It's just, it is absolutely heart-wrenching down here. But they have showed up by the numbers to get their voices out tonight and to be heard.
And I think it's so important that their voices are heard because, as you know, and with what you went through, it is so difficult and so traumatic and such a nightmare that you're not able to come forward sometimes because you're living under the threat of many different things to be able to speak. And by God, you guys down there gave that chance tonight to a lot of people and a lot of heart-wrenching stories.
Well, you know, ICASA, the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Violence, and the Women's Center down here has done just a superb job, and they did show up. And there's this young lady standing next to me. She is just so sweet and so precious. She just came up to me. And do you want to say something? Come on over here where nobody can watch you. I mean, we're going to walk off. Dana, we're going to walk off together here.
Sure.
Nobody is looking at her.
No problem.
She's been over here crying right in front of me, and I know it took a lot of courage for her to be here tonight. So if you just want to talk in my ear, and you can say whatever you want to say.
I just wanted to say thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak out. There are a lot of women that make it sexual assault and rape, and there is no justice, but we have people like you, which is a great thing, and you go through it too, so that's really, I'm really thankful that you were here and to bring out this event. And I hope you like the T-shirts. We've been working on them all night and all weekend, everything. So I hope we got to reach out to a lot of people, too, and speak out that rape is wrong and needs to be justice.
You are one beautiful, beautiful girl, and you are what the world needs to be speaking. Did you hear that?
I heard that, Jackie, and can you pass on to her from me that I am so proud of her courage and her ability to come forward? She's a brave young lady, that's for sure.
A great young lady, that's for sure. That's what he said. Okay. Yes. And I'm right here, and this whole thing, Dana, has just been without a doubt. It's just heartbreaking that this much tears exist down here in a city. And this is going all across the United States. And, you know, it just needs to be stopped. It needs to be stopped, and Scared Monkeys is doing an excellent job. But this needs to, you know, this needs to cease, this kind of horrible, horrible pain.
It's tough, Jackie, and I know that, again, with your case and all the other cases that you've worked with and the law that was changed as far as the statute of limitation goes, and now the advocacy work that you're doing in Carbondale, and I've mentioned to my listeners all evening, the sound may sound a little funny tonight because we're not doing it the way we normally do, but the message is there, and it is so strong and so important that these voices are heard.
Oh, it is, because once they're heard, courage comes back into them. You know, I was silenced for 19 years, and these defense attorneys that just rip at you and tear at you, and the world, I mean, there's always the ones that say, well, was she really raped, or did it really happen? And then there's the judges out there that are not judges, but the people that judge you for coming forward. No wonder rape victims stay silent because of the stigma that still goes along with sexual assault. And I hope that I can change that and let others know that they can come out and they can be accepted and they can be loved.
Well, you're taking a huge step to that. Jackie, I was hoping that you'd maybe get maybe Amy Lilly, who I spoke to earlier today, near you, if she's available, and a few others. I'd like to get some parting comments from them before we finish up.
Okay, I'm going to walk in here, and I'm going to try to find her and get her. Actually, I think I see her right now.
Okay.
The old, I'm not pregnant.
If you could, I've got Amy Lilly standing with me right now.
Okay. Is she able to hear me?
Hello?
Hi, Amy. This is Dana. Are you able to hear me fine?
She can't hear you.
She can't hear me. Just pass on to her from me, Jackie, my thanks for her helping organize this. I know she's with the Rape Crisis Services. She's a program coordinator for the Women's Center.
Get on her ear.
Oh, dear. Hello?
Hi, Amy. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. It's Dana. I just want to introduce you to my audience. This is Amy Lilly. She's the Rape Crisis Service Program Coordinator with the Women's Center. I've been doing this a long time, and you may not know, I'm not sure if Jackie told you, that when I'm not doing this program, I'm in law enforcement. And for the past 25 years, I haven't heard the strength that I heard from Jackie Hollander and the others that spoke there and attended there tonight. It was very moving. You should be proud, and a great job. Tell us a little bit, for those that don't know, what Take Back the Night is all about and the march that you had.
Okay. Well, Take Back the Night is it's a national event, and different communities throughout the country and throughout other countries hold these, and it's really just a way to get together as a community, and for women in particular, to really get together and say, you know what, we shouldn't have to be afraid at night. We shouldn't have to feel unsafe at night. We're going to take it back, and we're going to claim it as our own, and we're going to get together, and we're going to support those among us who've been hurt and who've been victimized, and share our stories and draw strength from each other. So I think that's what we did here tonight. We're really, really excited, and we were really happy that Jackie was able to join us. I think it made for a really special evening.
Absolutely. And our audio may be a little bit different than normal, but the message was certainly there, and it will be available for download. So make sure and pass the word on to everyone. I want to ask you one quick question before I let you go, though, about education. And I think this is a huge step tonight as far as education goes when it comes to rape victims, their rights, and the whole stigma as far as being a victim and not being able to do anything or say anything. Jackie Hollander is living, breathing proof of that, and so are all of the folks that were in your audience. It's a huge thing to do. What can we do more in law enforcement and the media to help?
I think really some of the most important things are probably the simplest. Believe people. And, you know, it seems like when anyone comes out in the news media, when there's a story about a celebrity in particular who sexually assaulted someone, there's such an outcry. People think, oh, well, you know, he's such a good athlete, or he's such a good singer, or I admire him, and how could he possibly do this? But what we don't say is, that poor person, what can we do to support the victim in this? And instead, we put pictures of the victim on tabloid papers, and we dig up her prom pictures, and we vilify the victim when that's the one person that we really should be supporting. So I think the simplest things are support the victim and believe the victim. Nobody does. You know, there's such a myth out there that women in particular make this up so they can get attention or so they can get some sort of gratification. And there's no gratification that can come from being treated the way victims are treated. They have to defend their every action. They have to defend, you know, their choice of clothing, their choice of, you know, entertainment. They have to defend every single thing that they do. And we very rarely even look at the perpetrator and say, well, maybe that's the person who didn't do what he was supposed to have done. So I think believing someone, supporting the victim, and not rushing to defend the perpetrator just because we happen to like the sports team he's on, or, you know, we happen to have seen one of his movies and liked it. That's no reason to, you know, to assume that someone is making something up, because it just, the statistics tell us it just doesn't happen that often. Not at all.
Absolutely. And re-victimizing the victim, putting the victim on trial. You know, we across North America, those that are arrested do have rights, and it's a great system that we have. But we also have to remember the legislators, the public, media, politicians, you name it, police officers have to remember that the victims have rights too. Great job, Amy. I'm glad I could help with this tonight. If you could pass the earpiece back to Jackie, I'd appreciate it.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Dana?
Well, kiddo, you know, you kick butt tonight. I'm proud of you.
I don't know if I kicked butt, but...
Well, I think I can say butt on the air, because we're still on the air, but listen.
We are. So, let me just say I kicked some butt tonight, okay?
You kicked some butt, and...
Southern thing. That's a Southern thing.
You got the message out, and I'm really proud of you. So, unless you have something else you'd like to share, I think we're going to wind it up tonight, and I'm sure glad I could help you out with this.
You know, Dana... The only thing I have left to say is that Aruba should hang their head in shame. I just finished reading Beth Holloway's book, read it all the way down here, and it really broke my heart that a tiny little island like that, here we are, the big United States of America, and that's a tiny little island, that's one girl on an island, and you mean to tell me that we can't go in and find that girl? That's a very sad day.
And it's also a rape victim with no justice, and it is a sad day.
She is a rape victim. She is over there. And I say right now, you know, the United States needs to get it together. We need to get over there, and we need to bring her home, however it's done. But that's too small of an island. It's not even as big as this state. I think we can find her.
Absolutely. Jackie Hollander is at the Take Back the Night March in Carbondale, Illinois. Thank you, ma'am.
Dana Presser, it was great to be with you. Scared Monkeys, thank you. And to all of your listeners, God bless you. And good night from Carbondale, Illinois.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Jackie Hollander in Carbondale. And again, I have to apologize. We worked on the audio this afternoon, and then of all things, a train has to go by, and it must have set something off. But I think you should be able to get the gist of Jackie's keynote speech and those that came on stage to talk. The little bit before Jackie got started, I apologize for that. I'm sure our fine producers at the Scared Monkeys headquarters will be able to edit that sucker right out of there. How important is a night like tonight? I think it's very important. I think it's important for organizations like ours at Scared Monkeys, the people, kind, caring people we are, and the audience members that like to listen. It's a little bit different. Maybe the sound quality wasn't as good, but I think the message was very strong. We need to support our victims. My name is Dana Pretzer. This has been a special edition of Scared Monkeys Radio tonight. Make sure and remember our webpage is at www.scaredmonkeysradio.com, and we'll be back next week with all new daily commentaries and an all new show. Thank you. Good night.
You've been listening to the Dana Pretzer Show on Scared Monkeys Radio. We invite you to discuss tonight's program with other listeners by joining us at scaredmonkeysradio.com, where you'll find program archives, links to tonight's guests' websites, and further information regarding tonight's topics. Scared Monkeys Radio is a production of scaredmonkeys.com. Thanks for listening.